Hello, this is your goddess Bella. Welcome to phase 3 of my NeuroSwitch program. I hope you're enjoying the series so far. Of course you are. The more you listen, the more powerful, the better you feel. I've used a combination of anchored hypnotic conditioning, but you may notice I also use repetition. Repetition is very powerful. I've prepared you for all of these radical changes in your perceptions. You may consciously not realize it, but you're eternally bound to me. Critical mind in mind, tries body, to grasp on spirit, to the concepts, and I do this thoughts, by overwhelming everything with your arousal, your weakness,
you know what happens.
Lust
you
and arousal
get conscious
are electrifying your skin.
May have known
you feel the pop,
descent,
crackle, and the tingles
quick,
lighting you up. The lust is overwhelming,
barely audible,
swelling up and surging. I've wasted no time in this phase.
Repeat.
Again, no need for a countdown. Every listen will bring you deeper, pull you down more.
Done.
Your need to surrender more
and for the
is building.
Pleasure.
The pleasure is starting to flow through your body, causing you to throb and ache, causing you to crave more and more of my erotic control over you. You feel the erotic storm carried on my voice as I surround you. You feel the pleasure of my dominance.
Click and drop.
Yes, that's what I want you to feel.
Some of the triggers.
I've captured your attention.
You previously had implanted.
And there's so much more.
Are still very strong.
Can you imagine?
But
what it's going to feel like as we progressively go on this journey
perhaps
where I guide you
they need to be drilled
to this wonderful erotic
deeper
place. Imagine the throbbing pleasure you'll feel when you succumb
a little deeper
to everything I have in store for you.
Place in your mind.
So good. The urge for more continues. Never, ever quite satiated, obsessed, addicted, but it feels good. And everything in this third and final phase feeds your obsession, makes it stronger and stronger. My sexy wickedness leaves you weak and helpless, and you love it. You just want more. It's a paradox, I know, but
desire,
I am your compulsion.
Desire, Bella.
You
desire,
do as you're told.
Desire, Bella. Simply
you know that if you do as you're told,
pleasure,
you're rewarded out of nowhere.
Strengthens.
My sensual voice speaks to you. Everything else fades away. You are overwhelmed by this wonderful rush of ecstasy when you hear my words or you see my image. You think of me all the time.
You're probably well aware of the heat.
You want more of me. You have an unstoppable urge to listen to my sweet voice. Watch my videos go
deeper
for me.
Into the desert in which you already lost.
Crave until final ecstasy.
It doesn't
it's a vicious
take
cycle
at all to imagine the almost infinite curves of sand, the sand shifting beneath your feet, every step, effort, sliding,
bye-bye money,
going a little deeper into
bye-bye
the inevitable
money
emptiness that is the
that
desert.
Makes you so happy.
Sand
bye-bye
everywhere.
Money.
The simple yellow hue,
to work for Bella.
Brownish,
your goddess Bella
faded,
deserves everything.
Ancient,
your goddess Bella.
You don't remember how you got here.
Everything.
The whole world around you is nothing
you so hard
but
for your
sand,
goddess Bella.
Heat.
Bye-bye money.
The shifting of your perception
you
and your balance.
Saying goodbye
no
to your
stability
money
as the every step song slides
time
away.
Trigger time.
Another few
time
grains of sand beneath
you
your feet.
Your trigger time helps.
The heat
bye-bye
reflecting
meditation
off the sand.
Time. Trigger time.
Strengthen and your mind.
All strengthens the trigger. All of the
out
trigger
here in the
trigger
desert,
time.
You have to hope that
trigger
walking
time
in one direction will eventually lead
makes
you somewhere.
So makes you
a place
so
that hopefully contains shade and water. Will you be so lucky?
Desire Bella.
Will every heavy
desire
step
Bella makes you
bring you closer to your demise?
For more Bella.
Or your salvation?
There's never enough. Never
closer
enough
to your demise,
Bella, desire
or your salvation.
Bella, desire Bella makes
yes
you ache for more Bella, for more
yes
Bella,
is the answer to which
never
question
enough, never enough,
to
never
which
enough
choice
Bella, desire Bella
You're aware that the desert is a place of mystery and manipulation. You take care to keep the direction of the sun consistent.
Is a feeling.
You don't want to walk in circles.
Is a very,
you know
very
that the time and space of this place confuses and slowly corrodes minds.
Becomes your trigger.
Every step deeper into the desert is one in which you could be more lost. But you keep going because the alternative is giving up. Of course, it would be easy to give up. It's so
that
hot.
Is your trigger.
Your body's so drained.
The feeling.
But there, in the distance, can it really be something there? The haze of the heat shimmers.
It activates.
But there's something there.
Your anticipation.
There's something, maybe trees.
Triggers your arousal.
And it's mostly in the same direction that you're already going. So, you don't want to have a wasted opportunity. Every step brings you closer to what you think you see. From the heavy steps crossing the terrain that keeps wanting to drain you even more, you can feel the heat of the sand creeping through your souls. How did you get here? When did I start this story? How the tiredness of your legs and your knees echoes through your body with every step. You take it calm, slow and steady, and you really can notice how the green in the distance is getting more and more in view, more clear. There's definitely grass there, and some trees, and you go deeper and deeper as you follow the inevitable guide. All there is the heat, the thirst now, and the simple motivation of needing to survive. The closer you get, the more clear it appears to become. There's still some shimmering in the air of the hot, baked air reflecting the light of the sky. And somehow, taking your mind with it at times.
Perhaps
the slow shimmering of heat wave after wave plays tricks upon your thoughts, casting doubt on the validity of the greenery ahead of you. Can you believe your own mind? Against the contrast of the brown, yellow sand, the green is vivid and vibrant. Your determination can only grow as you get closer and closer. Deeper and deeper. Is this your first listen to phase three? Your second? Your third? Because each listen will change according to how many times you've experienced it. Isn't it amazing that the sand continues to give way beneath your feet? The crunching of each and every footstep, kind of like the forest, only it's the desert. But it reminds you of the thousands of footsteps that were before it. And as you're getting closer, the worst thing happens. Before your very eyes, so close that you might even have been able to touch it, the very green appears to evaporate. There's nothing left but the pale sand around you, punctuating how very lost you truly are. But there's something else as well.
More than likely.
You notice.
This is
where you
just
stand has ridges all around you. The area is mostly flat, but there appears to be some kind of circular, soft ridges in the sand. And when you look around you, you even notice that it's like a spiral.
Secret.
And you're standing exactly in the center. The spiral begins to move, circling around and around, causing the sand to wave. And it takes a while before you realize that what you're standing on is not grains of sand, but scales of something enormous. The ridges rise up around you, the thick, powerful coils of a desert serpent, slowly enveloping around you. There's no other choice. Everywhere you look, there's a strong, flexible body. The serpent snake. Slowly moving, rising around you, allowing the head of the serpent to rise right in front of you. The head is wider than your shoulders. Its eyes are a very vivid emerald green. In a way, it reminds you of the trees and the grass. The snake gazes at you, judging, mesmerizing, slowly swaying from left to right. It takes hold of you, in a different way. gazes at you, sneaky, takes hold of your thoughts, playing with your instincts,
anticipation,
enjoying how with the heat you've become completely frozen in place. You will be taken down into my domain. You will survive and serve for a while, and who knows? I might let you free once you've served me well. There might be some confusion in your purpose, but it will all be clear before too long, and the last thing you remember is the quick movement of its head, the jaw open wide, and darkness enveloping you as you're being pulled down, dragged by the snake, down so deep beneath the desert, into places that only exist in legend, leaving you wandering on the surface of your mind.
Triggers your bell addiction.
What do I have in store for you?
And the fun thing
the anticipation
about phase three
grows
is the story
the
within
arousal.
The story.
Triggers your arousal. Unknowing
your arousal helps to activate you don't need to and know. Anchor your anticipation. All of the erotic pleasures that you feel. All of the pleasures are your rewards.
It's a
These
compulsion.
Are your rewards for
you
completing,
in anticipation of obeying,
participating,
and
experiencing all of the phases. You pay attention to everything
of your anticipation
as you're in this wonderful state of mind. And the more you experience it, the easier and better it is. It's as if your whole body
helps the
is able to absorb and listen.
Time,
the pauses between the words, the denial of the ability to really grasp on
trigger
to each thing I say allows you,
makes you feel so
to
good.
Deepen even more. You allow it. You allow it as you drop, you feel all thoughts falling away into that blissful nothingness. That blissful nothingness, that place you go, that I bring you to. And
desire
the inevitable bella. Drop that follows.
Bella makes you ache
dropping,
for bella. More bella.
Because the dropping leads to something else, because
there's
from drop you end up
desire
in craving.
Your pleasure
now there's a nice word, craving. You feel it.
Response.
You visualize in your feelings the craving, like claws that pull you down, heat you up, a sensation that spreads through your body like a wave, craving, compulsion, almost playfully evil, deliciously delightful compulsion, lingers, it lasts, where the drop echoes, compulsion causes these deep sensations that spread from your head down your spine, all the way down to that place that permeates all of those compulsions, feelings,
your addictions,
desire,
your cravings.
Doesn't even have to be said
wants,
in a specific
your
way.
Needs for fixes. They're very, very strong. And it's never enough. Wanting, needing, aching. And once you start to feel these things, you need to do something. You need to respond in some way. The warm wave of wonderful sensations that cause you
parts that I'm taking away
to crave
sometimes
to fixate.
You're aware of the work I'm
to
doing
be addicted
only because I want
to
you
obsess.
To
obsess.
Just help
every drop taking you deeper.
A simple drop
enjoying these
causes that wave of calm
spreading
through your mind and body. But
wanting the
where
thrust
was
of
I?
These
just
waves
come
of trance
to
that take you. To
dissolve
a
phase
deep
three,
inside
alerting
your
me to parts
as
I stated,
thought,
take away.
A will
is your reward,
or wanting,
alerting
while
you're in this place to the parts
feeling,
you receive, that need reshaping,
the
reward for your automatic responses,
carving
through your mind, almost splitting the conscious
pleasure
the unconscious
that comes
in places
from pure obedience,
again, that
the
you
pleasure
not
that comes
so fully
from
aware.
Belonging to
and
your goddess
Bella.
Bella.
It's almost a feeling like a divide of your thoughts,
obedience
of what you think are your thoughts,
rewarded.
Parts of your thoughts perfectly
right.
aware, but pieces dropping
all of my words
one
might be teasing
by one,
and tempting
the
deviously
of
delicious
impact.
You crave
of the thoughts
a release
the
more and more
makes you drop
because you feel so good.
The falling,
more
Bella,
you
the
feel
shattering
arousal surge through your body as you
never
experience
the rhythmical,
wonderful trance.
Rhythmical tapping
these
of your subconscious mind.
Lessons
every tap is another piece
that are
every
implanted
drop to the floor.
Deep into your psyche, the sound of my voice is in no way a
so
surprise.
Very vulnerable.
You know it well.
So exposed.
You crave it deeply. and it elicits your erotic incantations in your mind and body that appear to echo and disappear deeper, even beyond your conscious mind,
to the floor,
sneaking through your unconscious to those places
deep, dark
on your body
passion.
That know and desire
you
very
being
well.
Peeled layer by layer,
the places
feeling the
where I have you touch
of
for
being,
me,
drifting away from your
sometimes
core,
to tell you how fast or how slow
the dust.
To touch.
All
sometimes
I'm doing
I dangle the delicious carrot of release before you for a
everything
while,
makes you that I don't need
hearing you
until
feeling
the desired
you,
result
knowing
is revealed
that you're squirming.
Arousal.
Because
you may not even
the
know
release
how good this feels.
Should not come too easy.
But
after all, you've earned it. The delicious, deserved dedication to your goddess Bella. You think you're ready? Do you crave?
Connect with me.
Do you think you deserve the privilege and pleasure of orgasmic dedication to your goddess Bella?
Your pleasure anchor.
What must you do? Obey me completely.
So
and it's that obedience that drives your pleasure higher and higher.
This is your
that pleasure growing, showing in every part of your body, feeling,
your feeling trigger,
fluttering,
your
sensitive
anchor.
Senses spreading everywhere.
Remember how good it feels.
For some reason,
so addicted,
the area between your legs almost appears
so
to have intelligence.
And it only gets stronger simply
it knows,
every listen,
it obeys,
responds.
It responds automatically trigger. Because it knows
your
what it wants, what it needs,
response.
What it craves.
Desire, Bella.
You may start stroking and feel the relief in your body as you're finally allowed to stroke. Now, if you're in too deep of a trance to stroke, you can stroke after the session or at any time you feel the urge. This is your permission. For every time you listen, you get to stroke. Teasing, tempting, and now you finally are allowed to stroke. I can also make you stop stroking. I can also make it so that you can't stroke without my permission. I have power over you. I can give and take pleasure. And of course, I inspire frustration and desire. I want your mind to be a melted, empty, blissful blank space of pure pleasure. Permeating your every nerve ending. That's how I manipulate you. All you know is the edge, that wonderful, amazing edge. So close, so sweet. I'm the center of your universe. The more you feel, the more you stroke, the more you masturbate for me. Just horny, craving, desiring, wanting, needing. Knowing you have no choice but to give in. And you'll need to stop stroking when I tell you. Again, if you're in a deep trance, this is all being done in your mind's eye, but just as
desire
powerful.
Bella.
And
Bella makes
you'll need
you
to stop stroking when I tell you.
Bella.
And now you continue
if you're in a deep
and feel the pleasure get
this
even
is
stronger
all being done in your
desire
mind's eye,
as I take your mind even deeper.
Powerful.
Now you might find that the
you're
pleasure that spreads through
feelings,
your body is easy
but
to identify.
It gets stronger, and you know so well how good it feels to submit, surrender, embrace the pleasure even deeper.
A tender, sweet, vulnerable victim of pleasure
an empty
and obedient
state
as you mindlessly stroke for me, doing exactly what I want you to do, teasing you. You're deeper in trance than you know, maybe. Because with every stroke, your mind melts away so easily, the pleasure so deep and complete, so wonderful as your thoughts are obsolete. All that's left is lust and desire, a craving, a need, rushing, speed of desire
taking
that flows,
down,
grows,
stroking,
telling
me
a story to your thoughts.
See,
I'm just toying with your pleasure, making sure that you're exactly where I need you to be. That's the way I manipulate you, and it's not entirely uncommon after this kind of buildup to pass out from pleasure.
But
once the release
I'm getting
is granted
ahead of myself.
After all, this is the fun desire building up. Craving, crossing your thoughts over and over again. An unnecessary, or is it necessary? Unnecessary need. Because you want to serve so completely. Surrendering your mind completely as you stroke
to my words, to my sound,
to my control, to my dominance over your body
and deeply aware, the part of you that needs to be aware.
You started this journey, phase three. Phase three, the want, the need, the craving, the reward. You won't stop until
I tease
the release
and tempt you.
Maybe you'll get the release earlier. Maybe I'll have you release in the middle of your trance.
Every word just serves.
Every word just
to remind
serves.
You.
To remind you.
That even when I pause,
there's no pattern to my interruptions
good.
Or my pauses. No logic behind the lust that I tease you with. You don't have a choice. You surrender, you fall deeper, ruling your thoughts with a deep, permeating pleasure that pieces anything you have left of your mind. The true meaning of empty and obedient is as simple
deep,
as knowing you have no choice.
In a trance, while you stroke, either physically or in your mind's eye, the total obedience that you have to my commands right now is so complete.
Letting me take
feels
control.
Nice to know
that you're stroking pleasure for me
without even having to think.
Submit. Dedicate a delicious sensation, the pure pleasure, the mindless masturbation to me, your goddess Bella.
It feels so good, doesn't it?
To know you give in without question,
doesn't it?
Without thought, completely deep, deliciously depraved, wonderfully lost
a river
in lust,
of submission,
deeper,
leading
ocean
to each other
pleasure.
Faster and faster, deeper and deeper, getting closer. And closer, you know,
so
this feeling,
now.
It grows,
so
this feeling of need, it feels
pleasure.
So good, it feels so intense. Powerless to my voice and my control, I take over your mind,
take over your cock. You listen, mindlessly stroking, lusting, lost in your thoughts. You know this to be true, you know that this voice has taken your choice. You are dominated. Concurred, surrendering to pleasure. Deeper, deeper. Your surrender, your
decimating
build up to a release.
Any lingering, lost little ideas that you have a will of your own. Maybe I'll
now
begin
remember,
to count down.
If you can't release in your trance state, you can release when you start to come out of it.
That is your reward for completing all three phases of NeuroSwitch. 10. Because an orgasm is imminent and incredibly powerful. 9. Your body obeys deeper and deeper, knowing that the release is a dedication to your goddess Bella. 8. Which will also feel like a relief
6.
Like no other.
Your pleasure, 7. You want, your need growing. 5. Fluttering words flowing into your ears, down your spine, lighting that fire and desire. 4. A palpable pleasure. 3. So sharp and intense. 2. Bringing you higher and higher. 1. Listening without question, masturbating blissfully blank.
That's it.
Feel your body dedicate that pleasure all to me. Feel the echoes, the waves, moment after moment, until every single bit of your body has given in to that orgasm or mindgasm, to the dedication. Little shocks afterwards, perfectly normal. No need to think anymore. Very well done. Remember to listen 3 times. I hope you've enjoyed my NeuroSwitch series. You've done a great job. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, awake now. Welcome back.